advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King. Retard.
You say funny things.
Man, I feel like we're way down yonder on the Chattahoochee.
It's hotter than
balls down here.
It's hoochie coochie.
I think I'm gonna get in on the ding. That was beautiful. That clank with your ding was perfect, and Dave had a little accent ding after it. And I feel like if my bell had been in reach and I could set everything down calmly, I could ding at the end.
I had a completely different
take on it. So did I.
Really? No, I was happy with it. Happy with the result.
Yeah, I was trying to line up with Brad, but he clinked way ahead.
Nah,
of
there
me.
Was a cool fucking, little yeah. accent syncopation thing. I enjoyed it.
He rolled much higher on initiative than I did, so
I liked it.
Yeah, whenever I feel like I can land right on the clink when he does, then I do it.
Right.
So that was good, but that so that bothered you that his perfect. Was off.
Hell yeah.
Yeah,
it was off beat.
Yeah.
That was some fucking tier one shit.
Yeah.
It was a ska beat. It was on the up.
Maybe.
Man, I'm fucking sweating right now, dude.
Yeah.
That's rough. Well, that fan isn't hitting you, though. It's like
I hit oscillate, but it's not oscillating.
A little bit of love and
wait, it is oscillating. Light.
But it's stopping before it hits
right on
you
me.
Need to move. Half of its oscillation is just
half of it's hitting fucking right. What
nobody.
The fuck? Who set that fan up? Jesus Christ.
It was not set up for this situation. It was
now
just
it's going to go way over the other way. Watch. Stop way me. Over the fucking other way.
There's not a set screw. I can't change the, you know, it is what it's the 180 or whatever's going on. It won't. This is perfect. I think it's going to do good.
Sure?
Like, yeah, it's going to stop right on you.
We'll see right now.
This is, no one can hear the fan.
No.
I don't care.
That's they perfect. Can, that was perfect. That's as good as it can get. I'll lean back a little bit and make it right. There we go.
But in summary,
it's hot.
It's hotter than shit down here.
I got a picture on my phone. I got in my truck and obviously my truck was setting in the sun, but it was 130 degrees for my temperature thing, you know, on my dash. So yeah, it was hot.
Like in the car?
No, like outside, ugh. Like with the sun beating down on it. So if you were setting in the sun, just setting there, you're going to get hot as fuck. Like it's hot.
Did I tell you the new neighbor story? I feel like I told that story so many times I said it on the show.
What, a new story about a neighbor or a new neighbor?
No,
new
my neighbor. The neighbor.
The neighbor?
About me breaking my hand on the door like
Captain
I thought.
Captain Doorknob?
No.
Yeah, Captain Doorknob. He has a doorknob.
He's got a doorknob now?
Because I used it. I opened his front door.
What?
Yeah, and got ready to walk in. So it was like, I don't know, like Wednesday maybe. I think it was Wednesday. It was like 11 o'clock at night.
Things are escalating.
And I swear to God, no exaggeration, sounds like a woman's being murdered next door.
Okay.
Like, right. like
oh,
like
they're having sex though.
No. It was like, oh my God, like no. And then like crash the whole room crashing down. Like, and then these bloody screams. It literally sounds like someone's being fucking like cut up or something. It's so bad that it sounds like movie screams.
Yeah.
And so I jump over the little hedge thing that separates our yards and I run up to the fucking door.
So you're trespassing.
Totally trespassing. Yeah. Yeah. If shit had been sex, I'd have been in trouble, but it wasn't. So I was like, I don't know what to do. Someone's being fucking killed in here. So I just fucking start like beating on the door, punching the door, hitting the door, hitting the door. It's not stopping. There is just fucking shit breaking. And the woman just sounds like she's dying in there. The noises and the vocalizations that are coming out of there are fucking horrific. And I was just like, I don't have to walk in here. I was like, do I get a gun? Do I walk into what am I walking into right now?
No,
I literally thought I was walking into like a fucking murder in progress, dude.
I'm going to put this forward. If you pause to think, should I get a gun?
You probably
the answer
should.
Is always yes.
But I was like, it was so urgent. It was such an urgent time that like she would be dead. Like if I ran back to my fucking room and got my gun out from under my
mattress.
So it's
better than her
back,
being dead and you being dead.
That's true.
But I felt confident. I was like,
all right.
I could whoop his ass. Okay. There might be a knife. I'm going to get cut. I don't know.
What if it's not him, though? What if
yeah,
it's not
I don't
neighbor?
Know, man. It was a bad decision.
It's fucking
right?
Tyrone in there.
It was a split decision, and I went for it, and I just fucking grabbed the doorknob and pushed the door open to see, like, what in the fuck is happening? I'm going in. It was unlocked. Front door opens, and there in my face is just, like, the fucking crazy tweaker lady that lives there looking at me like, what the fuck are you opening my door for? And I was just like, the fuck is going on? Like, what the fuck is going on in there? And she's like, the dog attacked her. And I was like, oh, fuck. They have a pit bull named Tank. And I was like, attacked.
And you just opened the door.
I said, attacked who? And all of a sudden, this fucking woman just comes barreling past me, spurting fucking blood, dude. And I just kind of jump back like, whoa. Like in an accident, in an intersection, I would save lives. And like my shirt would be bloody and it would get on me. And I was like, innocent bystander. And I
would be the meth heads.
I'd be the hero. But knowing what's most likely going on over there with a common occurrence of BMX bikes being thrown down with no kickstand and a 2-minute visit, I'm feeling like it's not a savory location, right? I'm feeling like
the blood on you.
Yeah, happy hepatitis, right?
Yeah.
And I just fucking jump back, dude. And the girl just bleeds down the sidewalk, dude.
Hepatitis M.
And the first thing she screams is, oh my God, I can't feel my hand. I can't feel my arm. It's so bad. And I was like, oh fuck. And the other tweaker lady looks at me.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And so I pull out my phone, like flip the flashlight on, and I was like, come here. And I like start to shine the light on her. And we're panicking. It's crazy. The lady's like, call 911. I was like, we already called 911 because we heard fucking chaos going on. But you don't have time for an ambulance. You need to get a fucking towel right now. Go grab a towel.
Yeah.
I was like, keep your hand on that shit. And she takes it off for a second. She's like, oh my God, it's so bad. And I was like, oh my fucking God. Like, it was like horrific, dude. She can't feel her arm. I'm imagining like nerves and arteries and
shock.
Ligaments and shit are just cut in half by dog teeth. And so the lady comes running out with a towel and they wrap it around her and get in that crazy white tweaker truck and drive to the fucking hospital.
It's got no windows. That has no door handles. Yeah. That pisses you off.
Yes,
huh?
Yes, it does.
Truck has no door handles.
So then I'm like, I'm just standing there in the dude's front yard. His door's wide open. I never hear a bark, a growl, a yelp, nothing. Bloody woman. They drive way down the street and I'm standing there like by myself in the front yard and there's blood all over the sidewalk. And I was just like, what in the fuck is going on, dude? And the guy walks out.
Yeah. So bro.
Nope. Doesn't even make eye contact with me. Doesn't say shit.
Closes
to me.
The door.
No, he like walks around the side of the house, and I was like, well, okay.
He starts working on the fence.
I see the neighbor open the door from across the street, so I walk over to be like, hey, she's like, I heard people screaming. I was like, you fucking heard me screaming.
So there was no dog, though.
The dog's still alive because the dog in the backyard.
You would have heard the dog.
I have
a
logical answer to this conundrum. He is the dog.
Yeah.
He's biting her. He's a werewolf. He's a lichen.
Oh. He turns into a pit bull named
Tank.
The
thing is, though.
Have you ever seen him and Tank at the same time?
Man, so if this ever gets out, there is this motherfucker's coming to my house because, like, now the dog has been named. There's no mistake into which neighbor this is at this point.
I don't
know
think
what
they
I mean?
Listen to the podcast.
It's a small world.
Until
man.
I leave a flyer on their doorstep.
On Saturday, dude, the last three customers
I
checked in.
Do you own a pit bull?
Yeah.
You'll love this podcast.
Yes.
No, it's gotten
is your pit bull named Tank? Check this podcast.
It's reached the boiling point, dude, where we can't hide anymore. We have to wear like fucking turtlenecks and sunglasses because the last three customers I checked in, they're like, oh shit, I like that podcast. And I was like, yeah, I'm on that podcast. And
well, you say that though.
No.
You'd have just left it.
No, I'm, they're like, oh, I like that podcast.
Yeah, you could have just left it. Like, yeah, me too.
It's a face for radio. Yeah. But what I'm saying is the last three computers I checked in knew about the podcast and like,
and that's what we tried not to do is get famous in our own town.
Yeah. Right. We want to be famous everywhere else.
Everywhere else, not here.
Yeah. But so anyways, blood took off, talked to the neighbors. I met one of the neighbors. And then when I went to shake his hand, I was like, oh, how's it going? And as soon as we shook hands, I was like, oh, my hand is fucked. God damn it. But it's sort of gone away. It's still a little bit sore. But that's the only bone I've ever broken my body and all from punching shit. It was on this hand.
Bad technique.
Yeah. Well, drywall. Lots of fighting. It never fought back. I kept hitting it. I'm stupid. I was young. I lost my temper.
You don't hit with those knuckles.
Then I hit. Well, if you hit enough and you're going through drywall, it's not going to all stay like your first two fucking knuckles. You never fucked up your hand?
Nope.
No? Well, I also hit a steel door one time. It had wood grain. It was a wood grain steel door. It looked like it was fucking wood.
I fucked
wood.
Up my hand not punching shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyways, that's the neighbor story for the week. It's fucking crazy.
So you never see, but my thing is if you've ever heard a dog attack someone, you hear the dog. Like the dog fucking.
Dude, unless that grip was on, right. Like
think about two dogs fighting. What does that sound like? They're getting it. Like you hear, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't hear that, there was no dog. That guy fucking cut that woman up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. It would be a weird place to cut somebody unless it was a defensive wound. You know, I don't know.
Tweakers.
Here's the worst part about it. You know how many times we have called the police and or the fire department?
He could have been on drugs. He could have been on drugs and thought her arm was an anaconda.
You don't want none unless you got buns on.
Mm-hmm.
No. So we call. Nice. I didn't remember that sound effect until you did it like perfect. Yeah, I forgot that was even there.
That was fucking legit.
That was, dude.
That was legit. Damn.
Motormouth Jones got nothing on that.
Motormouth Jones?
Yeah.
Police Academy?
Police Academy, bro.
Oh, Michael Winslow.
Yeah.
Oh, you want his real name?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
He's good, dude.
That's how I represent. That fucker is badass.
That dude is good.
Have you seen his Led Zeppelin guitar solo? Oh, my God.
That dude.
He's actually playing lead guitar with a backup guitar playing real guitar.
Okay. Well, when I saw Police Academy, I didn't know. You know, it's a movie.
Right.
Yeah, it's a movie.
Right.
You know, all this stuff, whatever. Well, I saw him on like some talk show, and he's sitting on a fucking couch. Mm-hmm. And he does the Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, that's the one, yeah.
Fuck it.
Yeah. I was unbelievable.
Like, holy shit. Yeah.
Michael Winslow's
dead. Yeah, great.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Quiet. That's it. All right.
Hot sack winner?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, yeah, we have questions. Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, damn. Oh.
No, we're good still. Okay. We're fine.
Question. Jay C. Russell, you know him.
Is that the question or is that the hot sack winner?
No, it's a question.
Oh.
Get to the hot sack winner in a minute.
Okay.
Listens to loud music to drown out his mom yelling at him from upstairs. Says she really needs to move out of her house. he's mostly heterosexual, he says, but once every great once in a while, sees a sweet looking dude and catches his eye. Who catches your eye if they walk by?
Does that have to be real life or is this a celebrity?
I don't know, whatever. Who catches your eye?
If they walk by?
Yeah. So he says every once in a while he sees a sweet dude that catches his eye.
This is another gay trap. I'm calling it out.
You're going to out it?
I'm going to say, I don't know. Well, here's the deal. It's only two of us here, bro. Like, we know the gay trap's coming, right? We know now.
But,
yeah.
That's not a gay
but
trap.
But what I'm more impressed with is
who catches your eye if they walk by.
And you don't have to answer this if you're getting this shit from somewhere. But if you wrote that, it's eloquently gay trap written. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. I appreciate the subtlety and the insinuation that I should choose a hot guy that's walking by, like Uncle Jesse.
It doesn't say that.
Yeah, because that's my pick. Uncle Jesse.
Uncle Jesse.
I stay mostly young. I'll just say that.
Yeah. 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 He'd catch your eye, I think. Yeah. Catch you in the eye.
Catches my eye if they walk by. I don't know that anybody catches my eye if they walk by.
Catches my eye if they walk by. Yes, Master.
Looking Ren and Stimpy. What is that?
Yeah, I don't think anybody catches my eye if they walk by.
Igor's really close to Ren and Stimpy.
I don't know.
Would you like to buy some rubber nipples?
You remember that fucking episode when they're selling rubber nipples door to door?
Space madness.
That show is weird.
It's kind of more like Christopher Lambert.
Who's that?
Highlander.
Oh, God. There can be only one. He has the most
indescript, weird
a Mexican Stimpy.
No, he's weird like that. That's the thing. Is. You can't figure out what the fuck his accent is.
I have no
is.
Fucking idea where that guy's from.
He doesn't have much dialogue in the movie. He's just sword fighting and chopping off heads and lightning's coming down. Then all of a sudden
Highlander.
He's like,
oh, Highlander.
Yeah.
There can be only one. It's so weird.
There can be only one, two, three.
Yeah.
He looks out the window and the cop is out there. Are you expecting company, Brenda?
Like, what? I don't know.
Hello, Clarice.
Yeah. He's like Silence of the Stimpy. It's the weirdest mix, dude.
The two.
Are you expecting company?
It's very weird.
I'm saying Christopher Reeves catches my eye if he walks by.
That is impressive, yeah.
That would be impressive.
Yeah.
That would be impressive.
He's got metal legs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tech a winner for this week is RJ Witcher. RJ Witcher caught my eye.
Right.
Had it holding a bottle of black sauce. It's mostly because he looks like a homeless dude. That's why I picked him.
Yeah.
But other than that, the black sauce that I spotted.
I've been back on the El Yucateco on my popcorn trip lately.
I always feel like the dispersal is not going to be enough. I know, like we talked about this. I just feel like it's too...
You have to fluff it while
yeah,
you're...
Yeah, you do it. You give it a shake.
Globular.
Yeah. Well, you do a little bit, then you give it a shake, and you
don't
eat
want
that
it
layer.
On every. You don't want it on every kernel.
Yeah.
No, you put it on there, you give it a shake before the liquid gets a chance to set, so that there will be a kernel that has most of it, but then when you give it a shake, it bumps into all the neighboring kernels. You give it a good shake. You eat like an inch of popcorn. Hit it with another dose. Give it a shake.
Yeah,
you have to go. You have to go strata.
Keep doing it.
Yeah,
it's technique. It almost sounded like he was masturbating
a little bit,
but.
And I remember there's a. I do like the breakfast burrito like every bite.
I masturbate an inch at a time.
Yeah.
Like six cups. Then I go down until another inch. Then I go down another inch. Yeah.
Just the tip. It gets too sensitive.
Yeah, it's great.
To get further.
I mean, it's
the
taking
head.
It story by story. You know what I mean?
No, I was gonna say like whenever I eat a breakfast burrito, I do like sauce per bite, or Victor's burrito or Chipotle burrito. Yeah. I do sauce per bite. And like some, an older couple was observing my behavior of eating a breakfast burrito, and I was like. Like, I don't know if they wanted me to, like, why are you watching me? I thought, like, they want me to unroll it, sauce the burrito, and re-roll it? That could be a disaster.
It's like Taco Bell, like a Taco Bell burrito.
Yeah.
I put sauce on every
You know what I do with Taco Bell? I grab, like, two or three different sauces, pinch them all together, I bite the corner, and I rip three sauces in half, and I fucking stripe it all.
I've seen you. It's stupid.
Yeah, because one sauce isn't enough, bro.
Next time there's an old couple looking at you like that, the polite thing to do is look at them and say, you got a fucking starum problem?
Yeah.
You wrinkled
old bastard. Fuck problem, you fucking prunes. Sitting over there looking like a can of Dr. Peppers.
Hey, Grandpa Raisin, what the fuck you looking at?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's actually what I did. It didn't go well.
It's ideal if you're
watching this shit through the grapevine.
If you can,
I'm not allowed in Zorba's anymore.
If you can throw the burrito and actually hit them on the cheek with it, you get bonus.
Slap them.
Slap.
Yeah. Slap them on the cheek.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking old person.
Who's it's too late. I can't try it because I'm not allowed in there anymore.
So who's our
for July? Bob Atwood is our Skull Member of the Month. He hasn't even contacted us. What a dick.
Yeah, he doesn't say hi anymore.
Those playing with kids, and by kids, it's random kids in the park and playing. He, I guess his play is bagging them up and selling them on the black market. Hmm. Said he's got rent to pay.
Which is hard from 150 feet with a restraining order. Yeah. You know, I don't know. He's got a good arm.
Fast.
Yeah, it's impressive. It's like a lasso with a potato sack. It's impressive.
It's like a vaudeville hook.
There's a fishing pole involved. I don't know really how he does that. It's like...
Is it a potato sack or a spud sack? They call them that in Idaho, a spud sack.
Spud sack.
Yeah.
In this case, probably spud sack.
I'm going to eat an Idaho spud. What is this?
I don't know, but James, some other guy I know that's not CJ Laser, and I didn't fuck up his name and give it all away right now.
You've already done it like three times.
Yeah, every
he grew
time.
Up, he grew up in Wyoming, and he said that he fucking like grew up on those. That's the best fucking little... I wouldn't call it a candy bar.
It's candy.
I'm interested
Idaho
to
candy
see it,
company.
Though. But it didn't seem like it was affected by the heat. Because some other people sent us stuff.
Is it?
And Brad got like a sack of chocolate, dude. It was like a fucking hot sack bag of chocolate. Imagine like a Hershey's bar if all the chocolate melted and was in the bottom 2 inches of the fucking bag.
Yeah.
Open it up. Like, I want to see. I want to see.
It's like space chocolate.
It feels like a Mars bar. You know, a
marshmallow, right?
Yeah, the marshmallow. Spongy. Oh, whoa. This is going to trip you out.
Did it melt?
No, when you see the color of this thing.
What? Oh, I didn't expect that. No, I didn't.
I didn't either.
Covered in rolled coconut. That's why it didn't melt.
Kind of jealous. Mm. Dang it. Try it. Is it good?
Dude.
I knew you'd be the one to eat it. Cause...
Spicy?
Mm-mm. Well, it's very smooth.
Yeah.
No, it's like it's chocolate. It has rolled coconut. And then the inside is kind of marshmallowy.
Right.
It's like a mix between it's a mix between marshmallow and a Three Musketeer.
Hmm.
We told that story, right?
I do need to put this out there, by the way. I remember somebody sent us some candy bars and sent them because they were vegan and simply I can't remember the name of them, but they said that they were Philadelphia's favorite candy bar and they just so happened to be vegan.
Right.
And Erica fucking loved that candy bar and I cannot remember the name of it.
So
and I've been like searching on Amazon. I've been trying to Google
and
shit.
And the tagline Philadelphia's favorite
candy bar. Nothing. It just brings up like the top 10 candy places in Philadelphia. So if you sent us that candy bar, I apologize for not remembering your name, but please get in touch with me and remind me what the candy bar is called so I can try to buy some
online. I'd bribe him.
I wanted to state that fact. I know we already talked about it, but the Milky Way Three Musketeers thing that they fucked up the wrappers when they first released those.
Uh-huh.
And like, if you look at what's Milky Way is composed of, like it's all like all white surrounded by chocolate.
Three Musketeers.
But it's the opposite. Three Musketeers looks like that. And the Milky Way looks like what it should be like caramel nougat chocolate.
Well,
or something.
Three Musketeers, so like chocolate the three. On the inside.
Yeah, it's supposed to be the only triple.
Two things, yeah.
Yeah, so they fucked up. And it was supposed to be the Milky Way was supposed to be called the Three Musketeers, and the Milky Way was supposed to be called the other. Hmm. It's like the Street Fighter thing. And they just said, fuck it. And it was too late. Yeah. It's branded. We're not changing it now. But yeah.
It works.
That's like the Street Fighter one. You guys know that? Street Fighter 2? Balrog and M. Bison. M. Bison is actually the Russian guy in the game, and Balrog is the boxer.
Yeah.
Balrog is a Russian name. That's supposed to be the Russian guy, and M. Bison was supposed to be a Chinese mess up of Mike Tyson. He was supposed to be the black boxer, and they fucked those names up when they released the game in mistranslation, and it ended up that the
Mike Tyson
ended up being M. Bison's the Russian guy, and Balrog's the
that.
Boxer. Huh. They fucked it up and reversed it, and then they
That's
never
funny.
Fixed it. Huh. I think maybe in like the Japan release of the game, it switched, and they corrected it or something. I don't know, but I know that's how that happened.
That's a weird concoction of candy.
Yeah. That was, who gave that to you?
I don't know. Was it to me?
It's Stacy Madsen. She gave, there was three of them in the box, but I'm on a diet and
Dave
can't have it because it's not vegan.
Right.
But she also sent us a broken iPhone. So nice. Thank you for the broken iPhone. I am going to take it apart. There might be hope for that. So yeah.
And some spud pins. Yeah. We got spud pins.
Yeah. So little potato pins.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I'm going to wear it proud.
What's our topic today, gentlemen?
I can't say this guy's fucking name.
So that, on the documentary, so his name is Armin, it's spelled M-E-I-W-E-S. I would say Muse.
Right.
If I saw that.
But it's not.
But it's some
weird. They say like Mevis.
Mevis. So we can just call him Beavis.
Right.
I think that's really
Armin
the best.
Beavis.
The best.
As long as we upfront admit that we're improperly announcing it because we're
not. We don't have to do anything.
Cable,
right?
Yeah.
No, I don't do anything up front.
I don't have to stop at red lights, but I do because it's safer, man.
Fuck this guy.
I don't want.
So I knew absolutely nothing about this guy. Brad recommended him, and I want to say before we get started,
he came across a wall masturbating.
Fuck you, Brad.
Literally came
fuck
across.
Fuck you, Brad.
Oh, this you guys one, actually studied this?
This one fucked me up.
Man,
I was in the middle and took a break, and it was fucking me up.
It gave me anxiety. I got anxiety while we were watching it. While I was watching the documentary and shit, and I was like, what the fuck, man?
And I don't know why it fucked me up as bad as it did. I mean, way worse serial killers that killed a million people. Like, you know, something about this really got into my fucking dome.
It's very weird.
It was the finality of and like the permanent nature of what the act of what the guy wanted done to him that bothered me so bad. I was like, that's one and done, buddy. You do that once, and then like to have your ultimate orgasmic sexual experience to end in your death is like, to me, I'm how do you enjoy that if you're going to be
so, okay? So people who have no idea who we're talking about, this guy, Armin Beavis. And they call him the Rottenburg Cannibal or Der Metzgermeister.
Yeah.
Der Metzgermeister is
which
sweet.
Means the master.
Your accent's
butcher.
Pretty good, really.
Thank you.
Gays would be proud.
Very subtle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Subtle German accent. Mm-hmm. But what, besides having the name that an elf would give a cat, he was famous because in Germany he killed someone. You can't necessarily say he murdered someone because even the courts didn't necessarily ever say that it was murder.
No, they did. He's in the end. There was
on the retrial, did they finally say murder?
That the tape, because so the entire acts that occur in this are videotaped on a 4-hour tape. So everything was documented, which is horrifying.
So he killed a person who was willing to be killed.
Right.
And cannibalized him and taped it all. In summary, we'll get into all the gory details.
And it wasn't actually illegal cannibalism. There was no law forbidding cannibalism at the time. So it created a weird situation in German courts because they were like, well,
there's no law.
He maimed this guy and died. He may have died as a result of his injuries. So in the first hearing, he only gets like 8 years.
But the guy
years.
Wanted
he
it
killed
too.
The guy.
Yeah.
The guy
he
wanted
ended up killing
it
the guy. But the first ruling was that it was just manslaughter.
Right.
Because there wasn't any charge for cannibalism because a law didn't exist for eating him. There was no rule against that. And then he just chopped his dick off and the guy bled out.
No, he stabbed him in the neck.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. In the first ruling. But the appeal is, no, when he cut his throat, you can tell he was still alive.
Okay.
And so they retrialed and appealed it and got life for actual murder because he cut his throat when he was still alive, even though he had the consent. It's like a Dr. Kevorkian thing. Right. Like, he had consent to do so. It was at the request of the individual, which is just a weird
thing. When I looked this up, because I had never heard of him either, I was just looking for, obviously, random... Like, hey, what's interesting? Where's some what's weird things in history?
What could Brad jerk off to?
Well, and the thing that was like, well, yeah, I mean, it's got to have a dual purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's kind of like a Kevorkian cannibal, you know? Like,
yeah.
So it's kind of weird. It's a weird situation. He's not really a serial killer.
No.
Not really a murderer, yet he is.
Right.
He's not even declared cannibal, clinically like, insane.
Yeah,
he's completely in control of his actions and impulses. Yeah. Like, he can control himself. He only did it because of consent. He encounters several people on the internet, and then they back out, and he doesn't try to force them or trick them in any way. Yeah. He only wanted it if it was consensual. He wanted someone that he knew, someone that he cared about and was sexually attracted to, and then he wanted to consume them. In some ways, he made compromises in this situation. Like, it wasn't even fulfilling his fantasy correctly because he didn't actually want to kill someone.
Right.
He just wanted to consume someone that he loved, which is fucking weird.
Yeah,
but it's weird. It branches from his childhood and some like loss.
And I will say, in research land, this episode taught me something going into it, which is every time we do a serial killer, every time we do a mass murderer, I always at some point look at the Murderpedia.
Right.
And I'm always immediately disappointed and I quit out of it because the Murderpedia pretty much just has the Wikipedia page.
Right.
But once you get past the Wikipedia page, there's just an endless trove of information.
Yeah, there's like two pages on Wikipedia.
Because the Murderpedia, but I never get that far because I'm always like, it's the same thing as the fucking Wikipedia. Yeah. But it says like the Wikipedia, and then it lists it, and then it just article after article after article. And it really, like, because there's not a lot of information on this guy out there. So there's a lot of documentaries and some film stuff, but the like written articles, there wasn't much. But what is out there, Murderpedia pretty much storehoused all of it.
It's funny,
so it's kind of a one-stop
shop. The web filtration software that we use upstairs fucking stopped me from going to the Murderpedia.
Oh, really?
I was like, damn, this must be bad. Fucking, I had to get on a different computer to do the research. I was like, holy shit.
So his childhood, he checks a certain number of boxes. I'm surprised he wasn't a full-on serial killer. And by the way, I do want to say that the Wikipedia, I think, leads with a bad statement. Because when you first get to Wikipedia, it says Armin Beavis is a German computer repair technician.
He's a computer engineer.
Like, that's how it starts.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, no.
Not that he's a murderer.
He's a fucking cannibal who is also, like, you don't
who just happen to be a computer technician engineer.
Like, he's a man who repairs computers, loves the sun, enjoys a picnic on Sunday,
and long walks on the beach,
killed a guy and ate his penis.
Yeah.
Like, you lead with the kill a guy, ate his penis.
You know what's really funny is if anyone out there watches the IT Crowd, there's an episode called The German, and it's completely based off this.
Yes,
and I had no idea. I've watched that episode of IT Crowd probably five times.
Yeah. And it's completely based
hilarious.
On
this. Like, it's the guy even fucking looks like him. They like found a guy that looks like the real guy. I was like, wow, this is all about that. It's hilarious. Yeah.
Yeah. So his childhood, he's born in the town of Kassel. He's a computer. I just kept reading computer technician.
I finally saw computer engineer and on the documentary and I watched the interview with this guy. I watched
did you guys actually see footage of him? Killing
I didn't,
you didn't see
it. Said it wasn't public release.
There's photos. You don't want to see them?
There's four screenshot photos. I saw them.
I'm not looking.
I saw him, and that was after they already fucked me.
Come on, take a peek.
Nah, I'm good.
I will post. It. I'll post.
Take
the,
a peek.
I'll post the link in the show notes.
Do it. There can be only one.
I'll post the link in the show notes. There's four pictures. They're highly disturbing. I was already pretty fucking disturbed by the time I looked at the photos.
Did you see pictures of his mom?
No.
She was hot.
Look at.
I'm not looking. Just look at her, bro. I'm not looking at anything over there.
It's not.
No,
nasty.
he was a normal kid to a point. He played cops and robbers, climbed trees, built tree houses. In the interview, he talks about his childhood, but the traumatic event that happened is when he's eight in 1969. His father just leaves, and he tells the story about his dad.
And his father was apparently really stern, never gave a shit about him.
Right.
So he ended up having a tight relationship.
He and the victim during critical stages of like development during their childhood don't get the nurturing that they need. It seems to be a fucking problem. Yeah. If you're out there, tell your kid you love them.
Kids.
Yeah, and fucking give them a hug. And it's every serial killer that we cover has this story of like abandonment during their childhood and a weird bonding experience with the mother. Because right after his dad leaves, his two half brothers soon thereafter leave, and he feels this like sense of abandonment, and he develops this like longing for a younger brother.
Right.
And it gets really weird.
But the thing with his mom is that his mom would always just like berate him in public and talk shit to him and would follow him everywhere. Everywhere that he went, the mom followed. And the other parenting pro tip apparently is don't read your children Hansel and Gretel, because he said during his interviews court that Hansel and Gretel really influenced him, and it made him, because the whole section of wanting to fatten Hansel up and eat him,
right,
like stuck with him. And that was kind of part of the scene.
I wonder if it's different in German too. Like the wording.
Well, they probably read the
probably
real
one. Like the different. Super crazy.
Yeah. So he creates an imaginary brother.
Because he wants a younger brother, but that's his mom's third failed marriage. She's like 50 something years old and she's given up. She's like, fuck it. I can't do it. I'm not having another relationship. So she's really recluse. There was like interviews with people who had lived in the town. They said she didn't leave the house. It was very rare for her to leave the house. And they lived in a house with like 36 rooms.
Yeah, like a mansion. Everyone describes it as a mansion. Yeah.
And she was really weird. She created her own fantasy first. And his fantasy of the stepbrother thing was to escape from hers. She would dress them up in medieval clothing and they would decorate each of the 36 rooms. And he said it was just fucking like he had no choice but to go along with this shit. He was like the only child at that point. You know what I mean? He's young. He's 8. He doesn't know better necessarily, but he wanted a younger brother. And he said really he wanted to show a younger brother the love that his older brothers had expressed to him, and he had this weird feeling of loss. And so then he, to escape from mom's fucking medieval fucking, you know,
mansion
weird
life.
Shit that's going on. He creates a stepbrother, but eventually he enters puberty and the stepbrother, you know, he starts jerking off and the stepbrother never leaves. So he's already there, you know? So once you start jerking off and your stepbrother's in the room, you might as well join the fun. Shit starts getting weird. Yeah.
He called him Frankie, but we can just go ahead and call him Butthead.
Yeah.
So we have a pair. So at age 12, he claims in interviews that was when he started to fantasize about eating his friends so that they would become a part of him forever.
This is like bad separation anxiety. Like when your dog has separation anxiety and eats your metal mini blinds. Like this guy wants to eat the fucking kids. Shit.
But he started to realize that if he ate his friends, if he consumed his friends, they would be with him forever.
Yeah, he said in the interview.
Actually, he'd shit him out.
At age 12 or whatever, when he had his first homosexual tendencies and thoughts with his imaginary brother or whatever, he said he loved, like the love wasn't enough. He couldn't get close enough. And the only way he could think about getting closer than, you know, being inside someone was for them to be inside him. Like he had to eat them. Like that was a logical next step. Like you can't get closer than eating someone. And I was like, oh, that's logical. That makes sense.
This is the thing. Does the dad leaving really lead?
I don't know,
this?
Man. Apparently,
like, here's the thing.
Fucking,
I don't think the dad leaving leads to this. I think the nature of a childhood with a dad who's shitty enough to leave is what causes it. You know what I mean?
I think apparently it's the culmination. I have a trouble with it. Like I watched fucking the Gordon Ramsay thing the other day and he's fucking breaking down this fucking chef. And then finally, like, she's like, that's bullshit. These are my recipes, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden she's all, my mom left when I was 10. I didn't have a mom. And I'm like, get the fuck out of here and cook your food, right? Clean the refrigerator out. But your mom at 10 has nothing to do with that.
In summary, just to be clear, if you leave your child before they're born or after, you are a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah, for sure.
So I just wanted to put that out there.
Unless they're really ugly. I mean, an ugly baby. Yeah, but if it's a cute baby,
most
you're an
babies
asshole.
Are ugly.
Yeah.
I just have to say.
So
he throw him against the wall.
His mom dies in 1999. And he's totally alone for the first time. He's left the mansion. So now he lives alone in this.
Well, the biggest part though is, so he's in the military during that period and he has a 10 to 12 year period where his fetishes go away. He has no thought of them. And because he has a duty and he's an occupation and
he's occupied.
Yeah. He's occupied. His mind's off of it. And he has fulfilled this thing with a sense of duty and what he's doing with a job.
You said duty.
I said duty again. So, he doesn't even think about it. It's not even on his mind. He's almost forgotten about that he has this weird problem. And at one point he leaves the military and goes home with mom, but his mom in 1996 had had a car accident and she was left disabled. And then in his interview he says that he was, when he moved home, it was like unbearable. Like every 5 minutes, he said he couldn't leave the room for 5 minutes without her ringing the bell or banging her crutch on something to say, I want water, I need this, I need that, can you move this, can you change that, can you get this. And he lived that way for 3 years under complete control. But that sense of control continued to keep him okay. So he's in the military for 10 to 12 years. Then he's with mom for 3 years, taking care of her every beck and call. And then when she passes, it's like you said, he doesn't even know how to handle the freedom. Right. All of a sudden the dark side takes over and he's in a fucking giant 36 room house with the internet. And he fucking just starts looking for shit on the internet. And you can find anything on the internet. This is the problem.
What's your hobby? Your hobby is wanting to eat people.
Right.
Like from when he was 12. That's
his deepest fantasy. Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's like, what do you do when you're alone by yourself? You're looking at your deepest fantasies. Right. You're looking at, hey, I'm bored. What do I do?
Right.
I'm watching this Jeffrey Dahmer documentary.
Yeah.
Nothing else happening here.
And you guys didn't even know ramen porn was a thing. It's a thing.
Oh, I'm sure it's a thing. Did you see the thing about the mannequin?
I didn't see the mannequin, no.
So after his mom died, apparently he set one room aside that he decorated as a shrine to his mother. And he had one of the mannequins that they apparently used.
I saw his mom's room and there was a mannequin head in the room. Like
he put a mannequin in there and he would dress it in his mom's clothes and put it to bed every night.
Yeah, that's some put some lotion on the skin fucking weirdness.
That's some fucking...
That mom bond, that fucking daddy's gone mom bond. That thing, the mom bond thing is fucking weird, dude. Some dudes take that wrong. There's like a critical period of development where sexuality comes into the picture and you love your mom.
I'm not
going
to blame the kid. I'm going to blame how weird the fucking mom is.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
the mom's always weird, though. The mom's always weird.
Exactly. I don't think it was a normal mom scenario. Like, oh, dad died or left and you're raised by a single mom. Happens all the fucking time. Yeah. Everybody's not eating.
It would be extremely interesting if you could test that variable. Like, if he was a twin and someone else was raised in a different environment or time travel is possible. And you could go get him and put him into a nice home where everything's fucking cool.
I think that it makes a big difference. Like, it doesn't matter if they're your mom or your dad. If you have a mentor, if you have somebody you look up to, if you have somebody setting rules.
I had a Minotaur. That's even crazier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have a Minotaur.
Yeah.
He was stern. It's even better.
Yeah.
That's why you're weird, though.
Yeah.
That's why his direction sense sucks.
Yeah.
That's why he's stuck in those mazes.
Yeah. I got to school on time, though.
Yeah.
You got to school on time?
School.
Oh. Yeah. But yeah, so, you have, you know, if you have a normal, I mean, the other thing could be said, though, some people have a normal childhood and turn out to be fucking weird, you know? So who knows?
It's generally
I think there has to be a perfect storm. You know what I mean? Like there could be a normal kid. Like I had
there
a fucked
be
up childhood. Yeah, I had a fucked up childhood and I'm not out killing people yet.
Right.
Yeah.
So
you got time though. He was in his 50s when he did this.
True.
Yeah. So his mom dies. He does the mannequin thing. He starts getting into internet porn like you do when your mom dies. And he gets into more and more sort of masochistic, you know, cannibalistic websites. And as you get
desensitized to the internet.
Well, I don't care who you are. If you find the Cannibal Cafe chat room, then you're not leaving. That's once you're there for good.
Yeah. You're there for good.
So that's where he stumbles onto it. He gets to the Cannibal Cafe. And I was like, God, this exists.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It did, though.
It's gone.
Probably does on the dark net.
Probably.
Yeah.
So
there, it's not that. It's something else. There's a fucking Cannibal
I'm
Reddit.
I'm sure there is, yeah.
You know what I mean?
He posts an advertisement on the Cannibal Cafe.
This is 2001.
Yeah. And it says that he's, quote, looking for a well-built 18 to 30-year-old to be slaughtered and then consumed.
Yeah.
And because humanity, people answer.
Multiple people answer, dude. There was someone that wanted to be slaughtered and roasted like a chicken. That was their ultimate sexual fantasy. There was someone that wanted to be hit with a hammer and then slaughtered like a cow. And it's just so strange. I'm like, how do you fulfill your fantasy if you die at the end of it, though? Is it like the sexual heightened experience up to that fucking plateau right before you get killed?
So.
You're like, yes, dead.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I think people are just retarded.
So the first... Like
I think it's not what they expect. No. I think the fantasy of it is greater than the reality of it. Yeah.
Yeah, you want to keep that as a fantasy.
Yeah.
So the first guy who answers his message is a guy named Borg Jose, which...
Translates to Jose who's bored.
Mm-hmm. No, Borg with a G.
Oh, Borg.
So I think he was like...
Resistance is futile.
Barely right now.
Yeah. Yeah, barely right now.
He was like,
resistance is futile. Barely right now.
Hello, Borg here.
His nickname was Taco Schnitzel. Yeah.
So Borg Jose actually got all the way into the
Borg
house.
Borg Jose Armando Sanchez Gardenia.
Locutious. Yeah. He gets put on the slaughter table, backs out, says, fuck this, no way. And Beavis just says, cool, peace out. No, right. No worries. Like, no harm, no foul.
And that's what speaks to the fact that he has control over his impulse. Right. Like, you know, a rapist would have been so sexually charged, right. they would have completed the act. They would have done it. And a serial killer would have killed you if you were already on the bed.
Right. Like, but no, Borg Jose says, I don't want to do it. So so Beavis lets him.
Well, that's the thing, though. Part of this was he wanted somebody who was willing.
Dude, this is crazy. I watched an interview with his neighbor, a woman named Nicole. Uh-huh. He used to babysit her children. He babysit like her four kids.
Yeah.
This is her statement, man. Normal looking woman, normal looking kid. She said the kids enjoyed his company. It was great. They were happy when I came back. They always had a great time. And honestly, in light of events, I wouldn't feel uncomfortable letting him babysit even after what happened. I was like, what the fuck? Kind of. But I was like, I mean, he must be like the nicest, jolliest guy. Yeah. He's just in his
gut. Well, he's not after the kids, though. You know what I mean? He had his own fantasy. I mean, she probably had some weird shit going on in the bedroom, too.
Yeah.
You know
I'm just going back to the fucking thing we always find, which is the fucking serial killer brain control.
Yeah,
I think this guy was. I think he was Jedi mind tricking her.
Like, I don't know. If you know, check this out. Check this out, though. Richard Ramirez, right? Great guy. He just liked to eat and smoke weed, right? He was a serial killer. But if you know, hey, this guy's great with kids, mm-hmm. right? Loves kids, great with kids. You know, with absolute certainty, he's not going to hurt your kids at all.
But if they're over 18, watch him. If they're over 18, sporty.
I'm just saying, like,
how do I know? I wouldn't know.
I'm just saying,
if you had his penis, I no longer have absolute certainty.
If you had that knowledge, though, if you said, like, no, I know this guy, it wouldn't hurt the kids. Like,
I don't think so, man. Last week, the
murder penis eating makes me no longer know the guy.
You're really judgmental right now.
I don't trust the kids.
How dare you, Dave?
Nope.
I mean,
cannibalist. It's like a racist against cannibals. How dare you? He can't. Yeah.
I am a cannibal.
His lifestyle choices don't affect your kid watching.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
So another man who went
unnamed.
Would
you let a gay man watch your kids, Dave? If your kid's a boy?
Fuck no.
Brad has China eyes for
that. That's mean to me.
So another man who went unnamed in the interviews wanted to be slaughtered. And got as far as Beavis suspending him from a pulley and rope device as part of the role playing that was leading up to him getting killed.
Yeah, I mean, he fucked a bunch of dudes. Yeah, like, did some weird shit.
The guy got sick to his stomach at finally when he was chained up and the thought about...
Because he's about dying.
Right.
He's about
to die. Beavis said, peace out, no worries, you know.
Did you see another the label guy? They fucking wrote out, like, this is so weird. Like, he talked about how aroused the guy got. They labeled all his body parts, but then he stuck the, like, post-its to his body on the appropriate parts with pins. And the guy got super aroused or whatever, but he backed out of actually, like, letting him chop him up.
What the fuck is wrong with these
people? Yeah, dude. He was like,
No. I think those people have the right idea. They have the fantasy of it, but they didn't want to follow through with it.
Unsta arm. Oh, yeah. Unsta thigh. Unsta toe. Unsta this little piggy. He's just like, oh, he's getting all fucking worked up over these fucking posts. It's getting pinned in his leg.
And of course, he's wearing black leather lederhosen.
Yeah. The party's just getting started.
So another guy.
What the fuck does Unsta mean something?
Yeah, I'm sure it does.
It's my go-to. I don't know.
It's like blood clot.
You know, blood,
Reagan,
blood clot.
So another guy wanted to be beheaded and showed up and apparently wasn't backing down, but Beavis got a look at him, realized he was way too fat and he wasn't talkative enough.
You're not my type, bro.
Yeah.
You're too fat
and you don't talk enough.
Yeah.
Peace out.
Yeah.
So he didn't kill that guy.
He's looking for the perfect specimen.
So, he finally has a love connection, you know, not too fat, not too talky, you know, kind of like the Big Bad Wolf. You know, this one was just right.
He was a lovely man. And he had quite Goldilocks. A sporty build.
Yeah. And it's Bernd Jürgen Armando Brandis.
This is some bullshit. Even Mexicans and Germans have long-ass names. Fucking
Sisters Guadalupe.
Yeah.
And they got, you know, we got Borg Jose and we've got, you know, Bernd Armando. Like, where are these Mexican names showing up in the German?
Like, if there's no wall. They tore down the Berlin Wall and these motherfuckers are just flooding the gates.
See, that's what happens when there's
no wall. Motherfuckers just come wherever the fuck they want to go. Here they go. You got fucking Bernd Wunder Mondo fucking in German.
Their names kind of sound like dishes already, though, to be honest. You know what I mean? Kinda. Yeah.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers.
So, ironically, was burned when they cooked him, but we'll get there. An engineer from Berlin, he answers the ad in March of 2001. And
they chat quite.
There's like a getting to know you session.
They do a bunch of crazy role play online, and he describes in detail the things he's going to do to him.
Tons of emails.
Yeah.
And then Burned says that he wants his, like, once he's killed, like, he specifically says the ways that he wants his different body parts to be consumed.
He
even says that he wants his skull to be used as an ashtray, like an after dinner ashtray.
So I'm saying, how do you enjoy that fantasy with the hope and faith that those acts will occur later? Like, he's experiencing that all in real time.
At that point, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, you're going to use me as an ashtray.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put ashes in my skull.
Yeah.
That's weird. Fuck.
So eventually they finally meet up on the March 9th, 2001.
I don't find this any different than people wanting their ashes, something done with their ashes after they're dead. You know what I mean? done with their body.
The difference is, like, I want my ashes spread on Waikiki Beach.
See,
like,
that's what's the difference?
The difference is, I don't want someone to kill me just to spread my ashes on Waikiki Beach. I want to die normally and naturally.
Well, that's your fantasy. But what's
it matter? No, it's not a fantasy.
It's not a fantasy.
It's Dave. Just, that would be cool.
Dave, that's your fantasy.
No, it's not a fantasy.
To die normally.
And I don't want you to kill me just so my ashes can get spread.
Yeah, so that's just part of it.
No.
So you're going to get off knowing that you die normally.
No, I'm not going to get off about any of this.
I don't know. I think Brad's right on the definition of fantasy. I believe that's your fantasy.
Yeah.
No.
It's something that you visualize occurring in the future that would give you happiness.
Yeah.
So I kind of think it's your fantasy. Because if it didn't go down, you wouldn't be happy, right?
No, if it didn't go down, I wouldn't give a shit because I'd be dead.
So then why even request it?
So why is there a request for it?
Because it'd be kind of cool.
Matter.
Because it'd be cool.
For
like,
what?
Like
for
a
who?
Fantasy, basically. Like if it happened.
Kind of cool for who?
Like,
for you.
Like it'd a be dream cool come true.
Now, if I have to look at sub definitions of fantasy and say that it has to be more
round up.
No, there's multiple definitions
of
words.
This isn't Reddit, motherfucker.
Fantasy will include, like, the fact that it has to be something that you're really dreaming for and longing for. It's your fantasy.
I upvote it's fantasy, Brad. You upvote?
I upvote.
That's
God damn you both. So after the show, when I'm killed and my ashes are spread, because that's what I want to have happen immediately.
That's a good fantasy. It is.
Yeah, thank you.
Love it.
So the two of them get together in March of 2001 in Beavis's home in Rottenburg, and they
get off the train, though, and during the car ride, fucking Burns starts touching him immediately in the car. He reaches over and starts fondling him on the ride to
the house. That's how you know it's love at first
feel. He's super excited about it. And when they step in the door of the house, he is two steps in and starts stripping his clothes off and tells him, I just want you to be able to admire your dinner. Like, look at me. Yeah. This is your dinner later. So fucking
Jesus
weird.
Christ.
Yeah.
So who's weirder? That becomes the question right now.
Man,
that is the question.
Yeah.
I think that's why who researching is, this fucked me up so much, because it's not just one fucking fruitcake.
Because if you can,
lunatic, they're both,
and there's a bunch of them, not just both. Yeah. But listen,
there's
though,
a community.
This is the scary part. Okay. To pick between the two of them, who are you?
Who am I?
Yeah.
If you had to pick one?
If you're picking between your fucking burned Armando or your fucking Armin, who are you going to be?
I guess I'm picking the one who stays alive.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Who's sicker in this scenario? Yeah. Almost the fucking guy who's actually letting someone kill him to eat him.
Yeah.
That's fucking
I just
insane.
Want to point out that Paula Abdul predicted this years ago and opposites attract. Uh-huh. Yeah. This could have been prevented. It was before.
Well, this is what happens with interracial sex, right?
That's right.
This has to be prevented.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. White guys know that Mexican's delicious.
Yeah.
Right.
And what are you going to do? You know what I mean?
We love Mexican food.
Yeah.
So they get together, they film a videotape, and in the videotape, Burned immediately says, this is consensual. This is exactly what I want to have happen. Lays out everything that he wants to have happen. Says, we've been talking about this for a while. This is exactly what I want, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Apparently, and then they film everything. They film themselves having sex. Yeah. They film themselves talking.
It's filmed all the way to him cutting him up.
Yeah, everything.
And
is
then
filmed.
He says, Armin says that he was dissatisfied. He wasn't dissatisfied, but Byrne was not into the sex. He said that you're too weak and feeble. You can't inflict the pain that I require. Damn. You can't do it.
Damn.
And he gets cold feet, and they actually get dressed and head back to the fucking train station. So did you see that?
I did not
see that. They get back in the car, leave the house, and he's like, because he doesn't really want to do it. He doesn't have the nerve to kill the guy at first. He doesn't want to do it because he tells him his ultimate fantasy is for him to bite his penis off. He wants it, him to bite it off.
Yeah.
And they actually interview one of Burns' ex-boyfriends, this fucking black dude, and he's like, I remember he had me, he wanted me to bite his penis off, and I was like, obviously I wasn't down with it. I bit it, but I'm not going to bite it off. He's like, and then he made me hold the edge of a knife blade to it, and he offered him all of his wealth. He said, name your price. I'll give you $10,000. You can have my car. You can have anything I want. Name your price. Just please cut it off. This is Burns' ex-boyfriend. So he had like an account of it escalating to this point, right? So when they get in there, he tells him, I want you to bite my dick off, like bite it off. And he apparently that didn't work. I think he tried to bite it off.
He tried to bite it off, but it was too tough and he couldn't.
Yeah, he says he can't do it. So kudos.
And then the guy's like, sorry, man, you can't inflict the pain on me that I want.
Yeah, so they fucking get in the car and get ready to leave. And then finally Armin's like, God damn, it's like, we've been through this. This is my chance. This is my chance to eat someone, you know?
Yeah.
And
this guy's into it.
They pull over at a fucking pharmacy and they buy the sleeping pills and the cough syrup. And he says, maybe if you're like dazed enough, I'll be able to do it because you won't be expressing so much pain. And so then they drive back and then back to you.
So he takes 20 sleeping pills, drinks an entire bottle of Vicks cough syrup,
which I feel like ruined his fantasy. And drinks a lot of
schnapps.
Because he doesn't get to experience this heightened thing that he's trying to experience. I thought that was weird. What if you fell asleep and then you died in your sleep?
I think if you're a little wonky and somebody's biting off your dick, I think you're going to feel it.
Yeah.
I don't know. 20 sleeping pills. You could be dead. You might have died from the OD. You know, go to sleep and be fucking comatose and get your dick bit off.
Yeah.
Why is this guy convicted of murder?
You get to experience getting your dick bit off.
So he tries to bite it off. Oh, doesn't work.
Experience it.
A little bit of teeth hurts, honestly. That's a lot of teeth.
He can't bite it off, so he cuts it off with a knife.
And he can't cut it off with the first knife. Yeah. He gets partway through and has to go get another knife because it's too dull.
This guy got thick dick.
But Beavis was able to bite both of his testicles and burst them in his mouth.
Oh God. I just got a stomachache, dude.
Did you guys not uncover that?
I didn't see that.
That little nugget of information.
That one hurt that a little bit.
Of information.
Yeah.
No, dude.
But that wasn't enough. That wasn't painful enough.
He was sad. When he cuts his dick off, he finally cuts it off and it starts spouting blood and he fucking screams for about 20, 30 seconds. But after he stopped screaming after that 30 seconds, he said it doesn't hurt anymore. And he's actually disappointed that it's not the experience he thought it was
going to
be.
Exactly. And that's what you're saying.
Here's more. There's more disappointment to come because
that's because your body stops the pain.
Once the penis is off, part of Burnt's fantasy is to eat his own penis raw.
Right.
But he discovers that it's way too tough to eat raw, which is another disappointment. And then this is the big
thing. He's like, this shit's like Wrigley's chewing gum. This dude
must have been fucking Rasputin swinging or something because dude couldn't bite it off. His other boyfriend couldn't bite it off.
Yeah.
Then they got a knife. They had to get a bigger knife to cut it off.
Just the pain tolerance to sit there and let somebody explode a ball in your mouth.
Yeah. And then do it again.
Crunch on one of your testicles and you know explode you have to realize too, in the sack.
He was sexually.
Fuck!
That's
the
like the
fuck that, is wrong that, with these people?
That reminds me of the Wu-Tang fucking where they talk about like, I'm going to take your balls, just your balls, and put them on a dresser and beat them shits with a hammer. Remember that shit? Oh, man.
What I was thinking is he was sexually aroused at this point. So he's probably fucking rock hard, you know, so that would explain he can't bite through it. You know what
so,
I mean?
So
I don't know.
Once they realize they can't eat the penis raw, they fry it with some.
I want to know how he's like, because I didn't see this part. How is he biting? Is he like holding it like corn? I imagine
corn
and biting on the side, do you try and get it? Do you try and throat it and try and bite it? Like that seems like it'd be harder.
Yeah,
it'd be harder. How would you do it, Brent?
So Burn tells him to cut it in half. And they cut it in half, and then they proceed to the kitchen, and he uses garlic, wine, salt, and pepper.
Yeah,
to saute it.
That
in
sounds
a pan.
Delicious.
But oopsie.
It shrivels up.
And it gets burned.
Yeah,
they overcook the penis.
Yeah. Burnt. He already knew. He already ordered burnt for the menu.
Again, like if the gig is let's fry the penis and eat it, don't you like go to a butcher shop and say, hey, can I get a penis?
or something, test it.
Like, can I do a test penis, like a bull penis? Like, do you have some sort of penis I can go home and fry?
I don't know.
Do you just start with the penis and then you fucking
It sounds like these guys thought it was going to go different.
Yeah.
It went very different.
But did you see what happened with the burnt penis?
No.
He gave it to the dog.
He chopped it up in pieces. But he said the actual description is it's chopped up into chunks and fed to the dog. Dave. So that's why
I'm surprised Dave is laughing. That's like something I laugh at.
Jesus Christ. I feel like he's still impressive because think about a dick's just made out of blood, man. Shower or grower, that's just a sack of fucking blood, really. It's just how much is sitting in there at rest, right? Yeah. So you cut that fucking thing off and the blood comes out of it. It has to look like a sad fucking like balloon animal or something, right? That popped. There can't be much going on there. I mean, there's like the tissue, but when the blood comes out
I've never
out
really
of it,
sat and analyzed
no,
what
I
a dick looked like.
I haven't either.
So that's what I'm wondering.
I mean, Lorena Bobbitt was able to throw that motherfucker in a sock.
That's true.
And when you cut shit, and when you start to cook shit, it reduces down.
She looked like a white woman, Homie the Clown, running around with a fucking dick in a sock.
Dick in a sock.
So I just have to, like, dick, I'm wondering about the dog. Like, were they just like, well, fuck it, someone has to eat the penis.
You can't let it go to waste. Yeah. Literally, you cut that shit off.
Right. And you give it to Tank.
Yeah, exactly.
Or were they in the kitchen and like they did it and they're like, fuck, we can't eat this. And was Tank sitting there like he normally does in the kitchen, looking up at those puppy dog eyes?
You got this shit. Hold on. That's fucking what was going on next door. Was they're doing some cannibal shit and they got in the middle of it and fucked up. Like she couldn't take the pain.
You might be right.
Because if you were next door to these guys, even the 32 rooms, somebody's cutting your fucking dick off.
Well,
how high are you screaming?
Yeah.
Technically, the dog ate human next to me. Like that really did happen. Yeah. That's true. It really was.
That's true.
That's a trick.
So you have a neighbor dog that's just like fucking Armin Meavis's dog.
And by the way, officials who later watched the video as part of the court trial said that they suspected that Berndt was so weak from blood loss by the time it was time for him to eat his raw penis that the only reason he couldn't eat his raw penis is because he was so weak he couldn't even chew it.
Right.
Yeah.
That well, he goes through a couple other stages, though, later in the bathtub and shit.
Does,
but
yeah.
It's just fucking crazy. Like, they only showed 19 minutes of the entirety of the 4-hour tape.
Yeah.
And it was so disturbing that people physically got ill and almost threw up and then had to go to counseling and shit and therapy the after jurors watching had the 19 minutes.
Well, because you're actually watching somebody.
Because they said it was sad.
Somebody.
They said it was like very disturbing and sad at the same time because someone was dying. It was like you're watching this person willingly.
You're watching somebody die.
Ooh. And I saw in one of the investigators.
They'd have kicked me off that jury. I'd been like, nope.
No, one of the investigators who watched the tape, who was a murder investigator, said that the tape was by far the most disturbing and haunting thing of his entire
career. Yeah, because, I mean, you've seen people.
And that he was insisting that the jury not be allowed to see the whole tape.
Yeah, they shouldn't need to. I think you show them like a couple little things of it, and that's all you need to see.
They only showed them 19 minutes of 4 hours.
Yeah, 19 minutes of somebody fucking chopping somebody's dick off and hanging them and slicing their body in half is a fucking lot of 19 minutes. And if you can't take that shit,
I mean, I'd have watched.
You wouldn't even look at the
games.
Picture on my
the
computer.
The love games that went down.
You wouldn't even look at the picture of Armin's mom on my computer.
No, I would have been like, contempt. I'll take it.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the death. So they run Burndt to bath
because he said he's cold.
Because he's cold, and they put him in the bath. And then the assumption is
that's
from Beavis
dying.
That he's just going to bleed out in the warm bath, and that's where he's going to die. So
he goes and reads Star Trek
and reads the Star Trek novel. Which is really bad to me because this is the kind of thing that gives Trekkies a bad name. I'm a Trekkie.
I don't think so.
And every time a cannibalistic murderer kills somebody and they read a Star Trek novel, it gives a bad name.
It's like Catcher in the Rye and Assassins.
Exactly.
Cannibals and Star Trek novels. Yeah.
Come on.
It's a thing.
And none of the research I uncovered would actually identify what novel it was.
I was kind of curious.
I was very curious.
He just said, I sat down and read a Star Trek novel.
So I don't know if it's fan. I'm hoping it was fan fiction.
It took a long
time.
Like,
I'm hoping
too.
It was some Kirk Spock love action that he was reading for 3 hours.
Fake.
That would
Does
be,
that exist? They make weird.
Oh, absolutely.
Dude.
How weird.
100%. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway,
so hard right now.
He Burnt gets out of the bath and collapses and falls unconscious. And then Beavis claims that he dragged him upstairs, that he was drifting in and out of consciousness.
He said that Burnt got super sexually excited and happy because the blood was spurting from his wound like a fountain. Yeah. That was his words. In the bathtub, just fucking spurting like a fountain. Yeah. But that's the thing. If he got sexually aroused and the only fucking place blood's going is your dick at that point, right. You know what I mean? It's going to just keep spraying out. There's nothing to stop it. Yeah. Well, like what a crazy, what a crazy conundrum of a scenario. Like all the blood's just rushing to your dick, but it's not filling up with anything. So it just keeps coming.
I say this guy died happy.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy wanted that shit, Dave. He fucking wanted it.
It was spraying everywhere.
He wanted somebody to fucking bite off his dick.
And then he said,
he fucking loved it.
When he found him in the floor in the puddle of his own blood, he was happy. He was like happy about it.
I'm not on board with the conviction. I'm not on board with it. He's not a murderer. This guy fucking wanted it.
This is fucking horrible.
I think you should be able to live out your fantasy.
I'm handling it because it's not kids. When it's kids, I really fucking have trouble.
Well,
Albert Fish, fuck that shit.
Yeah, but the kids didn't want it to happen. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like people, there are murders where people don't want it to happen. This guy
wants it.
His ultimate fantasy was for somebody to kill him. And
the only time he hesitated is when the killing wasn't killy enough.
Yeah.
The killer was being a bitch.
Right.
Like literally the killer is being a bitch. Like, yeah.
He called him weak and feeble because he couldn't bite his dick off. Like, you can't bite my dick
bitch
off.
Bitch don't got a strong jaw. Like he got a weak jaw.
So
he
apparently,
a lot of noodles.
Beavis finally hunkers down, says a prayer, and he even says in interviews that he didn't know if he should pray to God or the devil for what he was about to do. But then he prays to God for forgiveness and he stabs him in the throat to kill him.
After several times of picking up the knife, though, and putting it back down and hesitating and picking up the knife and putting it back down, he said he kept kissing him on the mouth and praying. And he had a lot of trouble with it. It was really a compromise. You know what I mean? It was
because he said he didn't want to kill a person. He just wanted to eat a person.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same thing.
Oh, yeah.
I want a hamburger, man. I don't want to have to stab the cow. Right,
exactly.
You know what I mean? I almost think
he's a victim. I almost think he's a victim here.
You think Beavis is a victim?
Yeah.
He's forced. It's not his fault.
He didn't want to kill him.
Yeah.
So he
didn't want to do it.
He says later, my friend enjoyed dying and his death. I only waited horrified for the end after doing the deed. It took so terribly long. And that Burns' final words were, I have to piss.
Doesn't it just come out? I don't know.
Because you don't have a penis anymore.
Yeah, but that,
you just
that little sphincter on your bladder still holding out. I guess it would still spout out of there. Yeah, that's weird. But I actually saw, I don't know what the source of it was, though, that ultimately in the final hour of it, they were both similarly dissatisfied with their fantasy coming to fruition because it wasn't actually quite what either one of them had wanted. It was a compromise on both accounts. He didn't want to kill someone, and it wasn't what Burnt expected. It wasn't as painful as he expected. And obviously, you can't imagine what's going to be like to get your dick cut off and
be killed.
You go into
shock for one.
So he kind of died in disappointment.
Plus, you're on fucking schnapps, cough syrup, and sleeping pills.
Yeah.
Like,
the actual realization of the fantasy doesn't come until the dinner table. You know what I mean? At that point, 40 years of culmination has arrived at this fantasy of I'm finally eating someone I cared about.
Right.
That's when it happens. But at this point of
it might have made Armin's better because I think through the cutting and the watching the guy die, he probably grew stronger feelings for him because they had just met.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it might
have
made
you have
his
the beheading and the
better.
Chopping in half and the hanging from a hook and all this good stuff.
I saw it.
Yeah, he says, I prayed and kissed him on the mouth. I picked up the knife. You can see it on the video. Then I laid it aside. I asked myself whether I should pray to the devil or God. I prayed to God for forgiveness. I picked up the knife, and after hesitating some more, I cut his throat with it.
Yeah. He literally in the interview looks like a nice dude. He's like, after seeing the IT Crowd German episode, it creeps me out a little bit because he looks like that guy on the comedy show. But otherwise, he's like going to the soda machine and getting a soda and laughing and saying hello to everyone, shaking hands, sitting down. And then you see his face change during things. Like, it's, I don't know, man. It's fucking weird. I wouldn't let him babysit, but you know what I mean?
Well, I can't tell you he's out of prison and he's alive, so we can find out what Star Trek.
He got out of prison?
Yeah, he only was served 8.5 years.
That was the original.
Oh, the retrial.
Yeah, we talked about
that
in the beginning.
It doesn't say that.
Yeah.
So it says, lifetime imprisonment.
Yeah. So the post-mortem.
But he's still alive.
He's still alive.
So Geisa can write him
absolutely
and find out what Star Trek novel he's reading.
She can take him little people chocolates.
She can.
Yeah. Oh, little people chocolates.
So
and a bottle of Yucateco.
He ends up
to put on his meals.
He chops him up in a kill room that he had prepared, stores his body in individually, cuts him off, does the butchering.
He beheads him, hangs him upside down from a meat hook on the ceiling, which is still there. I watched the guy go to the scene and the hook's still in the ceiling. Mm-hmm. And then
nobody moved into the house.
He guts him, removes his organs, and then chops his body in half and washes it down with hot water.
Check it out, which guys. You would do if you killed an animal. Yeah.
And guys. He had found all the instructions on how to butcher a human online and they were accurate. So that just means someone did it.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. What? Guys, we can get a property for cheap.
Yeah,
in Rottenburg.
I'm just saying,
of room for the skull to move.
Dude,
in.
What happens? Or what happens when we need to?
Pays the highest price. There's a bunch of weirdos paying like auction prices.
I bet you.
But so then he puts a false bottom in the freezer, chops him up, wraps it, packs it, and continues.
Does all the butchering in advance. So it's like, oh, here's the rump that I'm going to roast. Here's this that I'm going to grind. So he has it all prepped. Puts it in the freezer. He grinds his bones into flour so he can bake bread.
Oh, I didn't see that. Yeah. That is some shit from a nursery rhyme. Who grinds your bones into flour?
Isn't it a giant?
Yeah, he grinds. Yeah,
Fee-fi-fo-fum. I smell the blood of an Englishman.
The giant was cannibal.
Yeah, exactly.
Little kids' fucking nursery rhymes are creepy.
They're fucking horrible.
Every one of them is about a plague.
Intended to keep you from dying.
Yeah.
Like all gave you, they scared the shit out of you, so you didn't wander in the
London
woods.
London Bridge is falling down.
Exactly.
Fucking
Rockabye Baby.
Yeah. Ring Around the Rosie is about the plague, dying. The bubonic plague killing everybody in London.
Humpty Dumpty, so you're careful during breakfast and you don't drop the eggs.
That's right. Because, So he gets arrested in December of 2002 when he posts another. This is why I say bullshit to him feeling so bad about it, because several years later he posts another ad saying, hey, I'd like to kill you and eat you.
Hey, man, frozen meat only lasts so long, buddy. It gets freezer burned.
Well, but don't give me this fucking song and dance about how bad you felt when you fucking want to do it
just
again.
Just because you felt bad. There's a lot of druggies who feel bad about doing it.
One of the guys he talked to actually said that remorse would be a strong word to describe how he felt, probably. It wasn't really remorse. It was that he knew that what he did was wrong, and then ultimately it didn't achieve either of their fantasies, and that those fantasies were simply that, fantasies and unachievable, that you could never actually achieve what he wants to happen.
But you can try.
Right. He will never reach that expectation.
Yeah, but you could cut somebody's finger off and eat it.
It's fresher that way.
You could,
And since then, in prison, he has become a vegetarian, by the way.
That's funny.
He has.
For now. It's just the discipline. It's like the military.
But he said that...
That's because Tyrone's taking his fucking ham steak every time. Right. Leaves him with the corn.
He said that... that if anyone has fantasies similar to himself, quote, they should go for treatment so it doesn't escalate like it did with me.
Right. He said human tastes like pork, but more profound.
But stronger. Yeah. And he said that he believes there are currently 800 cannibals in German who are actively cannibals.
Right.
And I guess people always wonder, how do people go missing? Or where do they go?
Some shit like that goes down.
Part of them, 800 of them in fucking Germany are eating
people. Did you see his first dinner, though?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he sets the table with his finest dinnerware.
This shit's straight out of Hannibal.
He puts out candles. You know what I mean? That's where they get it from, dude.
He says, quote, I decorated the table with nice candles. I took out my best dinner service and fried a nice piece of rump steak, a piece from his back, made what I called princess potatoes and sprouts.
I'm curious about princess potatoes.
I am too. Yeah. After I prepared my meal, I ate it. The first bite was, of course, very strange.
Potatoes were his balls.
Yeah, I think so.
Fucking Rocky Mountain oysters.
It was a feeling I can't really describe. I'd spent over 40 years longing for it, dreaming about it, and now I was getting the feeling that I was actually achieving this perfect interconnection through his flesh. The flesh tastes like pork, but stronger. And he says, with every bite, my memory of him grew stronger.
And he said an unknowing person would not know the difference between pork and human.
Right.
He said they wouldn't have known.
It's long pork.
So who knows? long pig.
So in April 2005, a court order said to do a retrial. And then in May of 2006, they officially convicted him of murder because he didn't bleed out.
Did you see when the cops raided his place? So he gets back online. We kind of interrupted you. And he goes looking for another guy. Mm-hmm. He talks to the guy. And the guy said, do you have any experience with this? He said, well, I won't give details, but let's just say it's not my first time. And so the guy reports him. Like, the dude was just, like, trolling on cannibal fucking rooms. Right, reports him. The police show up with a search warrant. And they go in his house. They find the freezer. And they see the false bottom after they pulled the other food out. And a female officer picks up the pack of meat. And she said, what kind of meat is this? And his response is, just normal animal meat.
Normal animal meat.
Because, you know,
you couldn't ordering just that at the restaurant.
Yeah.
What can I get you? I'll take some normal animal meat and princess potatoes.
Like if that wasn't a guilty statement, like you didn't just go, oh, pork. That's yeah, that's pork belly. He says normal animal meat. And she's like, I'm a housewife and I know that this is not normal meat. And so they took 6 packs of meat for forensics, 3 different
knives.
They
still had 15 pounds of meat were left.
He ate like, how many kilos? He ate a fucking ton of kilos, like 5 kilos.
Well, he had 44 pounds of meat at the beginning, so he had eaten 29 pounds by the time they...
Yeah, my listing was in kilos, so I don't remember anymore. But yeah, he ate over a 20-month period, he ate a ton of that fucking dude. Yeah. They took a butcher's apron, a bunch of crazy shit, his computer. Originally, Burnt's boyfriend had reported him missing, but he had already like cleared his computer and kind of covered his tracks pretty well. So he wouldn't have actually gotten caught.
If
he hadn't have gone searching again.
Right.
Yeah. So.
And that's what I'm saying about the.
That's horrifying.
Those 800 cannibals.
Thing.
Because I don't even suspect that there are 800 people who are, you know, serial killing so they can get their fix. They're probably finding willing volunteers who these people who are erasing their own trace, becoming missing.
There's a weird. Yeah. I mean, there's like, that's the thing to think about. There are weird.
Like you write a letter. I'm going to go jump off a bridge. You'll never find my body. Life sucks. Yeah. And then you really went and got killed so you could get eaten.
Yeah, what but it was consensual.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like these people aren't running around killing innocent people.
But you have to know you need to cover your tracks or no one's going to go through with it because they're going to be convicted for murder.
Did you hear the call to his attorney?
No.
You got to watch the interview. Even after this, if you...
I don't want
to
watch
it. I know you're not going to watch it. But there's an interview and they talk to his attorney and his attorney receives a phone call from him and he says, hey, would you be willing to represent me? I'm in some trouble. And he's like, what's it regarding? He's like, extreme violence. He's like, well, okay, yeah, come over to the office. Let's figure out what's going on. Let's talk about it. And he said, would you still represent me if I killed someone? He's like, why? What'd you do? He's all, I killed someone. And he's like, where are they at? In your freezer? Like, he's like, yes, I killed a man. I chopped him up and then I ate some of him. And he was just like, head on over. Fuck. Jesus Christ. Yeah, like how do you get that phone call? Like the craziest thing is though, is he led such a double life. That babysitting shit, he was going on sailing trips, he hung out with friends, he had a normal job as a computer engineer, and there was nothing else weird about his life. But when he went home, he decorated mom's mannequin and ate human flesh. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's fucking crazy. He was on the fucking internet. But if you knew him and hung out with him, he literally went to the barbecues and hung out with you and did all the fucking shit.
I mean, if you think about how many people you know.
That's the foot fetish thing that we talked about in the criminal profiler. You don't know what your friends are into.
No.
They're totally normal at the fucking hangout. And then they're going home doing weird shit.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, you have... Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
It's fucking creepy, man.
Yeah, this one really fucked me up. But thank you, Brad.
You're welcome.
Yep.
All I have on it, too. Is that it?
That's it.
The erupt fall off? No more information. I have a winner.
Ran out of information.
Let me see. Tom Booth. He's an assassin for sure.
For sure.
Yeah. Tom Booth on Twitter shared one of our posts. And so he is getting a sticker pack. So Tom Booth, if Frankie Pigeons contacts you, give them all of your blood type, urine samples, and personal information in return for a sticker pack. And I will mail it out as soon as I have confirmation on that correspondence and a receipt of said samples. That's important. We need to get that stuff. Also, I started a new one. I should have said it today, but I'm going to use it for next round because we need a Techo sponsor shout out. But I started Techo Tuesday prize. So on Tuesdays, it's similar to the Hot Sack, but it's Techo Tuesday. So there's a prize for Techo Tuesday.
Techo Tuesday.
Yeah, somebody won, but you don't know it until you're not going to know until Friday. I don't know. That might be funny. Techo Tuesday is announced on Friday.
There you go.
Maybe. I'm doing it. I do what I want. I might mix it up. I might do what I want. Speaking of Techo, that's our primary sponsor. Thank you to El Yucateco Hot Sauce. I can't talk. The red stripe's taking hold. But that is a delicious, delicate, quaint, the most amazing hot sauce that I have had in my life. You know what I mean? I work up my appetite, but I only eat at home. and Eliucateco is where it's at. That's what I do, man. You should do it too. Go try it out. Get on Amazon, get on eBay, get on Eliucateco.com, go to Walmart, Target, your local grocery store. That's where you find it. Also, thank you to printdirtcheap.com. You can go to printdirtcheap.com and you can use our code SOFAKING to save money on printed items. If you have a podcast or a business, or you just want fucking stickers of some crazy shit, man, you want your fucking family's last name across your mirror in your bedroom, man. If you want it, they'll do it. It might be expensive for just one of them. Who wants that shit? That's weird. Why do you want your family's last name on your mirror in your bedroom? Fucking weirdos.
What the hell is happening?
I don't know either, but thanks, Printer Cheap. Thank you to DeLeon Graphics. That's our t-shirt sponsor. We have those t-shirts available on our website at sofakingpodcast.com in our shop area. And also thank you to Digital Creations. They make our coffee mugs. So we have a couple coffee mugs on the website. Also in our shopping area. Don't forget to go check out, if you're bored, the descriptions. The product descriptions are, they're an adventure on their own. I'm telling you, man. If you're reading right now, you're wasting your fucking time. Put that book down and go read Dave's descriptions because they're fucking amazing.
Or a Star Trek novel.
Yeah. It's like a...
For 3 hours. Do you think you got through 60 pages in 3 hours?
Yeah.
I bet. Yeah. For sure.
He finished it.
Yeah.
Oh, he finished. And then thank you to... Actually, that's it this week, actually. We had a change of sponsors. It. Yeah. So that's it.
All right.
I do want to thank... Arvid's our Latvian assassin for sending us dope presents.
He sent us the Book of Jawadism.
Yeah, he sent us the Book of Jawadism. He sent a teddy bear for Vaughn, which Vaughn fucking loves, by the way. Like, it's probably
I saw you posted
favorite.
It, yeah?
Yeah. Erica did. And a couple of books about Latvian resistance during World War II, which is actually really awesome because I'm doing research on French resistance to World War II for a book I'm trying to write. And the Latvian stuff is going to be very helpful once I get a chance to read them. So thank you. Very dope.
He sent me a little fancy dinner bell. I didn't bring it. I should have brought it.
Right, he did send you a dinner bell. And he sent the skull.
The shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, the shirt, yeah.
No, he didn't send the skull ice cubes. We don't know who sent the skull ice cubes. No. There was just, it's one of those no return address things. So.
But shout out to Arvids. Thanks.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
What you got, Uncle Brad?
Very much. Social media. Check us out on all the social medias at Sofa King Podcast. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. If you're into Instagram or not, go to our Instagram and just listen to the sound bites that Brent cooks up.
The menu.
They're on there and they're funny. Yeah.
Share them because I've been leaving the cuss words in because it's just too hard to cut them out and Instagram won't let me promote it. So if you share it, there's nothing they can do about it. Yeah.
And they're funny. Like I go back through and listen and it makes me laugh. You know, you're laughing at yourself, but it's still funny.
Did you hear this week? It's the black lady grocery store.
Yeah.
No. This motherfucker over here.
So check that out. Also go to patreon.com/SofaKingPodcast if you want to support the podcast. Helps us keep going, helps us keep doing the things that we're doing. Check us out on our personal Instagrams at SofaKingBrad, at SofaKingBrent, at SofaKingDave, and also check out the Captain_SK quotes. She goes back through random shows and finds quotes, and most of the time they're pretty funny, or I don't even remember hearing them or that we said them.
Sometimes I'm like, I said
that. SofaKing podcast art unofficial for some original artwork. And Hilgenfeld, also the resident artist, freelance artist who's trying to.
He started up another sale.
Did he? Yeah.
By us, yeah.
So, yeah.
I think
so,
he's auctioning off like an original print based off something coming up, too. I don't
know. Great artist. We've really worked cool with him. Shit. We have a bunch of stuff from him. Just awesome guy all around. So check him out if you need anything done, or even if you don't, if you want something cool for your house, I mean, just whatever. So check him out. We've also been getting messages from people that aren't maybe they're maybe new or whatever, but they're not part of the unofficial fan group. A lot of questions that you're asking can be answered in there. Right. A lot of people answer them for you. A lot of people have stuff where to find. A lot of times now I'm listing music of what it is. All the older episodes I didn't, but there is a playlist out there. You can ask. It's in the files section in the unofficial SK Ultra group. So join that, answer the questions to get in.
I want to say one more thing. Thank you to the people that sent in your old broken iPhones. We're trying to do a new video project and some stuff. So Josh Evanow, Michelle Campbell, Stacy Madsen, and William D'Amato. If I'm forgetting anyone, I think, but they sent phones. I think I have enough to do what we need to do. We'll see. But thank you for doing that. And, I will return the favor for sure. Talk about hand jobs. Just so we're clear. Yeah. Hand jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if that's it, the end song is G by G Moski. Don't be retarded.
Here goes. The taste of Puppy Chuck Wagon. It's enough to bring puppies running. They love Puppy Chuck Wagon's crunchy rings.
And his mom's cunt while she's in labor. A premature crack baby slash freak of nature. Born with deformity, so they stored me in the incubator. It's gay business, I gay bash the gay fishes. Hate women, put them in the furnace and make skank biscuits. Twisted brain, these niggas thinking this shit's a game. Till they see my house and the human decomposition stains. I never been the nigga to ignore a feud. You don't wanna beef with this particular sort of dude. I don't think you have the testicular fortitude. Get your organs moved to the fridge where I store the food. And I only fuck with schizophrenic bitches that'll slit they wrists if I left. I tell a heifer slit it. Matter of fact, I recommend it. That's the best decision. Life sucks and I would be an asshole to let you live it. Now who that nigga ripping you and your crew? G. Who make the nut house do what it do? G. Now who can break a bitch's pockets and purse? The most sadistic and twisted nigga that's walking the earth. G. Now who can make you fucking puke in your soup? G. Who make a mass murder shooting look cute? G. Now who can make you fucking strangle a hoe and dangle her out of the window so the neighbors will know? Now how many niggas you know kill whatever he rapping on? With more tracks than a fucking heroin addict's arm. Songs get shat upon. Dick bigger than Omega Shenron. So your mama tried to gather my Dragon Ball.
She nasty dog.
Ask them niggas in the psychiatric ward. G-Mo got them bouncing off the walls and the padded floor. I give them medication that they never had before. Under the counter drugs, they couldn't find them at the store. I still got the midget army marching. All my fans go to jail for flipping cars and arson. You never met an artist with more of a cold fan base. They get down, fuck around and get a grown man raped. This the type of music you can kick somebody's ass to. The type of music Brenda threw her baby in the trash to. The type of music bitches get sexually harassed to. The type of music terrorists burn American flags to. Who looking for another human to shoot? G. Who sitting in the courtroom in a suit? G. Now who can make you take some acid and drive? Swerving to the wrong lane and kill a family of five? G. Who mix 151 proof with the juice? G. Who threw a fucking GameCube from the roof? G. Now who can make you slap a teacher in class? Jump about your fucking seat and start beating her ass? G. How many niggas spit it so raw? When a nigga do it, you could probably get salmonella if you listen to it. Make you take a bath when you finish with the music. Killing trannies and fags for a sick amusement. Nigga, we ain't the same breed of MC at all. If Trump builds a wall, I hope it's between me and y'all. This ain't my final form. Watch G-Mo C evolve into a 10-foot tall mythical wildebeest with claws. Nigga, keep your ass home, cause at night I'm lurking. I light a person on fire and watch him die a virgin. I rape bitches and murk them inside a white suburban. I'm writing verses and they pissing off entire churches. So if you trying to get your buzz up with a diss, hold hands and jump off the Bay Bridge with your click. And if you see my niggas driving through where you live, tuck your motherfucking chain in like Bruce Jenner's dick. Now who that nigga took a deuce on your scoop? G. Who make the juggalos do what it do? G. Who got the frills spreading quickest to clap? Making pussy ass niggas scared to listen to rap. G. Who killing everything that move in the booth? G. Who got that nigga Vinny Paz in cahoots? G. Who kicked the wicked shit graphic and deadly? Got the kids buying fucking furry hats and machetes, nigga. G.
Give your puppy great taste?
Let the wagon out of the bag!
Puppy Chuck Wagon. It brings puppies running.